This episode of the Better Every Shift podcast is sponsored by The Fire Store. Learn more about getting the gear you need at prices you can afford by visiting thefirestore.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Better Every Shift podcast. I am your host, Aaron Zamzow. I am a fire officer way up north in Wisconsin. I'm also a writer for Fire Rescue One, and I write for my favorite editor from Fire Rescue One, the commander, Janelle Fasquette, who is with us. Janelle, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I am playing catch up. I am trying to, come back from FDIC and get caught up on email and life and all of the above.
Yep, and rest a little bit as well.
Get a little bit of rest in there, yeah.
FDIC is fast and furious, and with us again is one of our favorite guests from the Fire Store, Amanda Kesey, who will help us kind of recap FDIC and talk about it from, what the Fire Store saw and what Amanda saw. You know, if you haven't listened to Amanda's first podcast, we did a little gift giving guide, which I think is good for the holidays, but it's good for any time. So if you have that first responder that's experiencing a birthday, maybe a milestone birthday, like I just did, you should go back and listen to that podcast because those gifts are valid all year round. And Amanda, you're a fourth generation firefighter. You serve a volunteer firefighter for Ludwig's Corner Fire Company in Chester County, Pennsylvania for 17 years. You are the merchandising manager for Whitmer Public Safety Group, which we all know and love as the Fire Store. And you guys had a fairly successful show there at FDIC, very busy. How was it for you?
To say it was busy is an understatement. So if anyone's not ever been down our aisle at FDIC, it is very hard to walk. But it's just because there's so much going on. We have 100 feet, 50 on each side of the booth. So just busy, talking to customers, talking to a lot of people we see every year, and then some new people who maybe just came over for the first time to the booth. So very busy. I'm doing the exact same thing as Janelle. I'm just trying to play catch up and get some sleep this week.
I was thinking about your booth position and how, because you guys were kind of up against a wall.
Yeah.
I was like, this is probably for the best, because if this had been right in the middle, there would have been a serious traffic jam situation, like cutting off like entire sections of the exhibit hall floor. So at least you could kind of like funnel people in, because
It is packed. And what's nice about being against walls, there's like spots to put like extra merchandise. But the thing that, nobody realizes, it's hard to get to a bathroom sometimes. And I have a direct shot. So I thoroughly enjoyed that, so I could get out of the booth.
Well, speaking of getting out of the booth, we stalked you a couple of times. I shouldn't say we stalked. We looked for you a couple of times and you were out and about talking to vendors and out on the showroom floor. So we missed you there. But we talked to some of your staff members. I got to try on some helmets.
That's awesome.
Surveyed them a little bit about what they were seeing for trends, what sticks out as far as, what's best sellers for you and what people were really demanding.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of things people were looking at. The one thing that we noticed was huge. It kind of is every year, but it was way more this year, was flashlights. We had so many people buying flashlights, asking questions on which flashlights to get. Streamlight had come out with two new flashlights that we had at the booth. So the new Pivot, which is taking the place of the Knucklehead, but also the Bear Trap, which is more of like a scene light kind of spin. So that was cool to see. But people are looking for that. Custom leather radio straps is probably my favorite thing we sold. And tons of people were walking over to see Box 31. So
Box 31, elaborate on that for somebody.
So Box 31 Leatherworks is custom radio straps, firefighter owned. We sell them on the website. You can customize them on the website. But at the show, we were doing customizations for free. So if you bought the radio strap there, or you bought a glove strap, you could go up, get it stamped, get your name on it. So much fun. So we had them in the booth this year, just selling the product, helping us sell it. And it was so much fun.
I do recall that now. There was a big kind of group or crowd around that section. It's always cool. Like FDIC, if somebody's listening, they've never been there, I highly recommend just going at least once in your career, because it's vast. It's huge. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to absorb, but, you can kind of get a feel for what's up and coming in the fire service. You can get kind of recharged. And of course, it's a way to really make contacts. As far as themes for like up and coming stuff, what did you see? Not just from the product standpoint, but what do you think were the big talking points around the conference?
There were like two really big ones for me. Number one being health and wellness was huge at the show. So seeing tons of people talking about mental health, physical health, talking about just different ways that they're changing products so that it's healthier for us to wear was really big. And then the other big topic was electric vehicle fires and just all the different things to how to combat it. And I'm loving watching this kind of from like the ground floor of seeing this becoming a thing where, you know, we started out with just a few products. Now there's a bunch of different ways that you can fight these fires. And I loved walking around and just hearing everybody's take on it. And I'm really excited to see where that goes over the next few years because everything's new. So,
yeah. And as a matter of fact, we've talked with our contacts on UL, and we have some podcasts lined up with UL just to talk about, you know, the effectiveness of some of these products. And we're kind of in the infancy where, in a way, we're trying to throw some stuff at it to see what works, because it's just it's all of a sudden it's upon us, and there's different theories. But there was a lot of demonstrations. One that I actually liked was I got to watch, you know, some of the manufacturers and the engineers were going through the anatomy of an EV. And so they dissected the vehicle, and you could see where the electrical cords, you know, where the high voltage cords were going through, what to cut, what to be aware of.
Yeah.
And they even broke it down to the airbags. And, you know, that to me was like 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, what are they doing over there? Learned a ton from that.
That's one of the best things at the show is like, no matter what position you're in at the firehouse, like there's something to be said to like, and to do. So like, if you're a newbie, it's your first year or two out there, you can learn so much. Or if you're a seasoned veteran, you can have 20 years in the fire service and learn something new just by walking through the door. I absolutely love seeing, you know, the guys with the EV stuff, like the different nozzles, the different blankets, you know, there's now foams and different stuff out there. But I really also love watching the health and wellness side of it, because I think that's a huge part of it. And something that it was great to see those booths were crowded. And people were walking up to them and really interested in hearing more about, you know, what they can do to better themselves. So,
and well, the education sessions on that topic too. I mean, so many folks who have been on the podcast were speaking at the show, and as we've seen on so many podcasts in the past, like we could be talking about tactics or training, and the conversation always gravitates back to health and wellness and mental health and sleeping and nutrition. And, you know, so many people were from the show were speaking on some of those very topics. So it was great to see them.
I saw Dan Kerrigan. I saw his presentation, which was great. And then I kind of crashed his party and stayed afterwards. And there was probably, I think, anywhere from 15 to 20 people. We just sat there and just started discussing certain things, health and fitness and wellness related. We saw Chief Lieb, and of course he's a very big advocate for pushing cancer, preventative cancer measures, whether it's on the fire ground, off the fire ground. And, you know, he does a great job of integrating that into his seminars. So it was I think a very positive thing to see, is that at least, you know, in almost every seminar, there was some mention of what we need to do, whether it's, hey, just keep your SCBA on, man, during overhaul. Yeah, it's cool, the tools that you can use during overhaul, but the basis is do it when you're on air. You know, one thing that stood out, as we were walking around, I think we were at with MSA and talking about health and just general wellness, the manufacturers are starting to cue into this a little bit. So MSA had this helmet. And I think, did we post the picture? Janelle, you were making fun of my picture with that, but.
let me see if I can share it right now, because this is worth
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
I'm just going to introduce this as Aaron. Aaron goes to the gun show at the MSA booth.
There you go.
I mean, my goodness, for those just listening, not watching, it's almost like he planned it to hold the helmet like this.
It was all photoshopped, and the camera adds 10 pounds to your biceps. Just remember that. It's not true.
Right.
I am noticing I have the same shirt on. So for those that are looking, I did wash it between now and then. I don't have much in the wardrobe category.
But this is the new MSA helmet, the newest helmet. This is their first traditional style helmet release in 20 years, I think. Yes. Right, Amanda?
Yeah, it's the Karnes 1836. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm always very skeptical of new helmets, new stuff, because I love my helmet that I'm currently in. And I'm like, I could never want to change. And I'm not just saying it. This one's amazing. And I would switch to it tomorrow. It's so lightweight. I guess Aaron, you probably experienced that.
Yeah. What I was doing there, I remember, I was like, man, this thing is super balanced. And of course, you know, it has the embedded eye protection, which every once in a while can come in handy if you're just, mm-hmm. you know, oh, shoot, I don't have my goggles ready. So that's a unique feature. The inside the harness was like a bike helmet almost on there. Mm-hmm. The way that they had, you know, just set it up to really focus on the ergonomics of the head and neck. And in one of the conversations that came from this, I think we had their marketing coordinator. We had some engineers by us. Janelle was laughing because I just grabbed the helmet and started walking around the floor with it. But, you know, ergonomically, I think one of the things that if you, as a firefighter or an officer, we need to start looking at is the helmets, because we have mm-hmm. iNeck, iPhone, all these different things like that we're doing that's forcing our head and our neck forward.
Yes.
The traditional heavy helmets that are on balance can actually add to that stress. And so what you're going to start to see is everything from headaches to, you know, neck pain. And I think in some cases it's resulting in referred shoulder pain. Yes. I could go on and on about that, but the one thing I thought was just really great about that MSA Karnes helmet was this is super balanced. And I was, you know, when I was, as you could see, I was kind of taking it through the paces a little bit.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like it felt natural being up, you know, on your head. And it was great to see the focus is on that now, I think, with products, right?
Yeah, it's that helmet is so, like, it looks just like a traditional helmet, but what you don't realize is just how much they put into making it so much better, like you said, for your neck, for your head. Speaking as a firefighter who's had neck injuries, I know how bad it can be and how wearing a helmet on my head, it hurts so bad depending on the weight. Sadly, I cannot be a leatherhead. It's just not in the cards for me because they weigh too much. But, you know, if you're looking at a traditional helmet and, you know, they've always been kind of taller, they sit up a little high. This is like the perfect mix to like get it closer to your head, still get the traditional look, but feel so much better. And the eye protection that they had on that is so nice. Like you said, the defenders, like I wear these lovely glasses now that I'm getting old. And the defenders now like push out so they don't like hit my glasses off my face, which was something that I can't stand. Like I can't wear both and now I can. So yeah, they put a lot of work into that helmet.
Yeah. And they're not the only ones. I know like no. there's some other manufacturers. Then we talk about PPE, you know, whether the PFAS in the gear is being addressed yes. slowly but surely. Of course, that's going to be a process. But the one thing I thought was great was everywhere you looked, they were all the manufacturers are talking about, you know, heat stress yes. and mobility of the gear of us in it. And they're really focusing on more non-restrictive gear. And they're mm-hmm. focusing on gear that breathes a little bit. Is there any one that you guys, you know, found in particular that you remember, you know, talking to them and for your reps?
So I talk a lot with the guys at Globe doing helmet stuff and gear and like MSA, all of them. But I love their Athletics. If you've never tried it on, Athletics is awesome because it gives you that range of motion. I know for a lot of female firefighters, we haven't always had the best gear that fits us. So like getting the female cuts, I know, I think Morning Pride was coming out more female cuts this year. It was really interesting to see because like you get better mobility, it fits you better, so you feel better while you're out there working on things. I remember my first set of gear, I had to crawl over like the top of a ladder into, you know, a window, and I couldn't because my pants were too big, and you know, for men the crotch is a little bit lower, and yeah. for women I'm like I can't even like get over the windowsill. So I was almost having to do a bailout to just get back on the ladder, and it was not fun.
Yeah. So, because it was so low, the crotch was so low, you can't raise your leg.
You can't raise your leg. Yeah. You look like an Oompa Loompa trying to jump over into a windowsill. It's just,
yeah. And there's only so much a suspender system can do on that.
It does nothing. Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool to see. And like you said, the heat stress was another big thing that they're pushing and just talking about. you know, what do our thermal barriers have in them? How does that work? How are they, you know, redoing the different layers because of the PFAS? And it was nice to see that everything is kind of changing and that they're taking a lot of that into consideration, especially when we talk about cancer risk. So,
yeah. So cleaning, that was another thing that you would see. There's a lot of organizations, or I should say companies, that are coming out and saying, hey, we're going to take the cleaning out of your hands in a way where we're going to pick up your gear and clean it and clean it to the NFPA standard, which I know that, you know, there's so much out there for NFPA standards for departments to follow, but there is a cleaning NFPA standards as well. And that seems to be changing a little bit. So I thought that was interesting, where there's now quite a few companies saying, hey, we're going to help you with that. I mean, obviously all this stuff comes with a cost, but it's now an insurance that everything is getting as clean as it possibly can be. God, what else? Did you guys see the drones or the robotics section at
all? Yes. I saw the photo kites, which were awesome to see. So that's the tethered drone. That's like completely autonomous. Like you don't have to do anything. You just got to go and just let it do its thing. Love those. But also, like, did you see the robotic dogs walking around?
Yes. Yeah.
They ended me out, creeping me out big time.
We didn't know what was coming down the aisle at one point, and it just looks like something was parting the seas. And all of a sudden we see this robotic dog walking down. It's like, where's the person? And they were a good like 20 yards behind, just walking this dog.
What was the purpose of it? Does that have an application? I never even looked into it. I just saw it there and I was like, is this for?
I was told structural collapse. So it can get in and see things, and it doesn't weigh as much. So it can go in with the cameras. You can watch where it's going and it can sense things. So I don't know if they had any there that were set up to actually do that, or if it was just more prototyping, but that was one of them. And then I also heard somebody talking about arson investigation, just putting them in there so that you're not having people walking through and possibly putting contaminants into whatever they're investigating.
Yeah. It was a little freaky because I walked through and they had some kids around it, and the guy was like, just, you know, messing around with the kids a little bit. But then of course I saw the drone flying and I was like, oh, there's a drone over there. And the technology there, you know, now they're throwing thermal imaging cameras on it. And someone was saying that they're trying to get into now looking at using those to monitor fire ground chemicals. Yeah. So they're putting instruments in there to monitor that. I thought that was great. I mean, I'd love to have that as you know, hey, we're going to throw this drone up. We're going to look at a 360 from the command car, and then we're going to use it just to hover and monitor, you know, fire ground chemicals and conditions. So that was something too. Of course, then it goes back to health and wellness, right? Like somehow these products are being tied back to that.
And on that note, I just have to jump in and just say, if you're in the general session on Thursday, I believe it was, Chief Rhodes, the education director for FDIC, gave a really powerful speech. He was holding a mask, you know, and he talked about basically, you know, this is like our lifeline. It protects us. And he told this really powerful story about how basically all firefighters need to do everything they can, obviously, to limit their exposures to carcinogens. So, of course, all these products we're talking about is key in that. But what was so amazing is, you know, he was talking about the National Firefighter Registry, which is every firefighter should sign up for the National Firefighter Registry. The whole goal of this is to track exposures, to track, you know, cancer, and to be able to prevent it in the future. Now, this was launched last year, year before, and Chief Rhodes signed up for it on stage at FDIC last year, having skin cancer in the moment and didn't realize it at the time. So this year, when he was speaking about the National Firefighter Registry and he was talking about the mask and how his skin cancer was right at that point where the seal is, and, you know, just what that obviously says about, you know, exposure there. But like, what just a powerful moment where he revealed, you know, that he had had this skin cancer experience. And he didn't even know it at the time he signed up for it. So again, everything just seems like it was coming full circle.
Yeah.
And then several fire service leaders from all sorts of different organizations came out on stage in support of the National Firefighter Registry. So I just got to get that in here to say, please take a look. If you haven't signed up, you do not have to have had cancer to sign up for the registry. This is a global project to track exposures. So we'll put the link to that in the show notes as well.
It takes 10 seconds. I mean, it's real quick, easy. They're not going to send you a bunch of stuff either. It's just you want to get registered. The big part about it is data collection. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Chief Rhodes' message was, just when you think it's not significant, why do I need to do it? It happens. Last year at FDIC, I actually did the, they had scans there. They did, again, this year we weren't able to make it. But Firefighter Cancer Support Network, along with some other agencies, were doing some cancer scans. So another, you know, positive of just attending the event. And last year we did a great write-up on that. We had a little bit of fun too. I probably had too much fun, so I'm sure they're glad I didn't come back. But
no, they loved you. They loved you because they were so happy that you were getting the word out about getting skin cancer checks. And we did a quick little video just to show folks how easy it is to get a quick exam. And you know, Chief Rhodes talked about that as well. He just went to his standard dermatology appointment, and the little thing that was on his cheek, you know, he just thought it was an ingrown hair, and he mentioned it like as an afterthought. Like, they had done everything had checked out perfectly, and then he just kind of mentioned, oh, I also have this little thing that was just so small, but he knew that it was different for him. And I think it just really underscores, like, we all know our bodies, like, we have to listen and pay attention, because it could have easily been missed. And just that, the importance of that quick note, like, hey, by the way, can you look at this thing? And, you know, change his life.
Well, and I think that's a part of too, the keynotes that were given. There were some messages there about, I think a lot of it's just taking ownership of your career, taking ownership of your education. And I think it fit well with this program. What we're trying to do is just give you avenues to improve, to make yourself better, to make those around you better. And I the biggest theme I got from any one of those presenters in the keynotes was just that, you know, there might be different kind of means in which to do that, but I think overall thing was take care of yourself, and in turn, take care of others around you. And by improving yourself, you're also going to and should be looking to improve those around you. And really take this culture that we have in some cases, that's kind of negative, and turn it around, right, Amanda? Like, and you've seen it being in the fire service for almost 20 years. And then obviously being female too, right? Like,
it is
we eat our own in some cases. And it was just really kind of enlightening to see the message to just stop doing that.
Agreed. I actually stopped by a few booths of people who were doing like different softwares, and the one had a training program. And their whole message was to adopt training programs that makes it so we don't eat our young, is the way they were talking about it. I was like, it's perfect, because we do, like, you know, we bust each other's chops all day long. And we don't realize sometimes what we're doing mentally to somebody. We're tightening up those walls on everybody really quickly to get them hardened for the call. And then you realize that actually a lot of times that's detrimental to the person in the end.
Yeah.
The Fire Store, equipping protectors with passion. Every decision we make as a company is about you, our customer. We wouldn't be where we are today without you, and we don't take that lightly. We understand that having the right gear can mean the difference between life and death. Our goal is to get you the gear you need, when you need it, at prices you can afford. Visit us at thefirestore.com for everything but the truck, and shop our family of brands, including Streamlight, MSA, Lion, Fleer, and more. Now let's get back to the show.
Well, and Aaron, like, one of the keynotes, Chief Scott Thompson was, I think one of the messages there was like finding balance, right? Because we have to take care of ourselves, but we also have to take care of the public, is what he was saying, you know, and finding, you never want to leave the public thinking that you're not coming for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to balance that against who expects you to come home at the end of the day as well. And so he showed, you know, photos of his family. And I think that was like the message around balance was really important.
Yeah. The application around balance is difficult. I will, I think we can all agree with that, right? But it is essential. And that was also a big theme with the health and wellness part of it. And I think it starts with annual medicals. It starts with remembering mm-hmm. who you want to go home to. And those are that's the things about the conference. And I want to start talking a little bit about just the things that you know, they don't necessarily see, you don't see on the marquee about what's offered at these conferences. It's an opportunity just to connect, to talk, yes. to, you know, to really kind of benefit from relationships, within the fire service. And Janelle's laughing for all of you that are just listening to this, because she witnessed firsthand just how crazy it is, just bouncing around and talking from, we saw a lot of our former guests, and Amanda, you experience this every single year, going mm-hmm. to see your vendors and seeing your yes. customers, right? Explain to people what it's like who've never been there, or try to summarize that.
So for me, what it's like is like walking into our own version of the Super Bowl. So like the eyes are on you for whatever you're doing for like your company or your department. So like you've got a game plan on what you're going to do, and it never goes the way you expect it to go. I love the fact that I get to talk to, like you said, customers, but also talk to other vendors, manufacturers that are there, and just kind of get to pick their brains and what they're seeing. But it's not all about what can we sell next? What's going to be the next big thing? What's going to make money for somebody? It's literally about our whole group of first responders, and like, what are we trying to do, and like, why are we there? And it makes it very obvious for anybody who's never been there before, when you get there, that like, this is a huge brotherhood, a huge family. And like, you can't walk anywhere in that city and not run into a million firefighters at night. Like, you're out just walking back and you see someone walking in their fire department shirt. They're asking you how many years you have on the job or what you're doing. I got to talk to two people at one of my favorite spots in the city at Howl at the Moon. And they were like, yeah, we're so excited. It's our first FDIC. And the one, he's a probie. He's been there for maybe a year. The other one was there for 2 years. And I was like, dude, I'm so happy for you. Like, you get to come this early. Like, I came really late in my career. I wish I was here earlier. And they were just having so much fun getting to talk to everybody. So yeah, it's a whirlwind.
It is. And I've met some great friends that I, keep in touch with. And I'm sure you can relate to that too. You know, the other thing too, we haven't even touched on the education part and not just FDIC, but a lot of these conferences. We had a highlight, Janelle. We got to see, Gordon Graham and Billy Goldfeder.
Mm-hmm. I saw Billy.
Yeah. So that was, it was quite how would you describe that, Janelle?
Oh, it's always great seeing Billy and Gordon. They're so fun. And yeah, their session, as always, was totally packed. Mm-hmm. And people just love, who doesn't love a good Gordon Graham story? I mean, they're the best. Actually, I have a photo I'm going to show too.
Yeah. So they were presenting together. They talked about, how they came to be, really. Hey, there they are.
Yeah.
They've both been on the show.
I've yet to meet Billy. That's a goal in life.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think next year we're going to have to bring him by.
He was by the booth. He came to say hi, but I was helping a customer with a helmet, so I wasn't able to say anything.
The other part of this too is, so afterwards we were just waiting to say hi and see, and there was probably 30 to 40 people just waiting, and both Gordon and Billy, very generous with their time, shook hands, talked to people, asked where they were from. It was great just to see them just interact like that. And then finally we got a picture, and then we got all kicked out, right, Janelle? They're like, yeah, the next speaker is here.
Was a line at the door at the beginning of the session where people were lined up, and they were literally just trying to figure out how many seats they had left. And I was in the room hovering, taking pictures and whatnot. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't get counted, because I didn't want someone else to not be able to attend their session. So I, ducked out to make sure, because they're so great to see. You've got to sit in on one of their sessions. And, while I've got this up, Aaron, I'm going to show just a few more friends of the show who we spotted out and about. So we've got Frank Lieb here.
Frank Lieb. Yep. It was great to see him as well. Got to
always great to see him. We saw him also at the in Triple F, the Stop Drop Rock and Roll event
and roll.
As well. Of course, Jason Patton.
There's our guy, Jason. Yep.
He also had a line at the booth.
You know, he does a wonderful job of managing, because we wanted to talk a little bit about, hey, just how you doing? He's like, man, I'd love to talk to you. He's like, but I got this lineup. Like, I have to do these selfies. And he's like, reach out. Well, he'll come back on the show. But I respect that, because he was there to see everybody else. And, you know, he had his certain times to do that. And so he's just been busy, but we'll hopefully get him back. Crazy fun.
Salka.
Chief Salka. There he was.
And, you know, again, all things coming back to like the health and wellness, we had a great chat with the chief. And, you know, he ended up talking about what he talked about when he was on the show, about this idea of, you know, what has he learned after all these years in the service, is you have to make sure to prioritize your family. Like, it's so easy to make your whole life about the job, but again, got to find that balance.
Yeah. This year I think last year he fell and he had broken some ribs. And so he was in some dire straits. And this year he was doing great. There's Eric, who was just on. He was, he's a wonderful human being, just a lot of fun.
Yes, this is our NFA superintendent, Eric Gablix. And, you know, just saw him walk in the halls and ended up having a great conversation. And that's so much what FDIC is, right? It's like, it's almost impossible to get from point A to point B, because you can't see so many people, these quick impromptu conversations, sometimes lengthy impromptu conversations, where you're just like, I don't know. I was just talking to someone earlier about how motivated and inspired I always am after going to a show, because you just get so many ideas. And it's just, I mean, I've got a list here of about 35 people that I've started chipping away at, just sending these emails like, we got to connect, we got to do more, you know. And it's like one of my favorite things to do, is at the post-show emails and connections and, okay, let's make this happen. That thing we were talking about.
Yeah. I think that's where change occurs. And I'm sure from the Firestore too, you guys all of a sudden get a really good idea of, okay, this is where the industry's going. What products can we do to meet that? Right. And, you know, we kind of mentioned that a little bit about, okay, helmets, lights, you know, but there was another thing you had mentioned earlier that you were really surprised that sold a lot of. What was that?
Well, so thermal imaging cameras were a huge hit for us at the show. And I normally don't expect, you know, really thermals to be the thing that you're like, I'm going to take this home with me right now. Like, you expect to buy it, but, you know, not at the show. And people were buying not just your like personal situational awareness camera, but they're buying NFPA rated cameras, like, you know, the big, the officer camera. And I was just amazed. And they would come to the booth. They knew it was there, beeline for it. They were checking out all of our demo equipment. They were asking tons of questions. And then they're like, okay, I'm taking it home with me today. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
here we go.
That sounds great. Yeah. And it's such a different thing, because you're used to people buying a new hood or a pair of gloves or a flashlight and a helmet. But stuff like thermal imagers is normally something that we didn't see a lot of, and we love seeing it. We partnered with Seek this year to like really bring their 5 Pro 300 for everyone to see, their 200, the VRS, all their other new cameras. And it was cool to watch people hold them up, and like, you know, you have tons of people you get to stare at and look, and you could actually see the detail and like the light bulbs hitting in their heads saying, this is what I want, and just ready to buy it then and there.
Yep. And Andrew Carnes, who was doing some work for Seek, and I had a great conversation about that product too. And I'm regretting not trying to get one, because what it does, it doesn't, you know, they're personal, their brand new one. And I forgot what is
the 200's the newer, well, the 200 and the 300.
Is the 300 the one where it's up on its side, correct?
Yeah. So they're just small. You just hold them in your one hand and you can just scan.
Yeah. Well, their first version you'd have
was to looked point. Down. Yes.
Yep. Yep. So they made that change because everyone's used to using a tick by, you know, inverting it up, you know, in a vertical position. And so Seek made that change but it puts this technology in the hands of a lot of different people. Now, of course, you have to learn how to use it effectively. But this is a game changer for, you know, for that on-call paid, that volunteer organization that now didn't have the money, but they can associate some of these with their trucks, or they can keep them right on packs. And, you know, SEEK does a great job with education. Andy Starnes is the man when it comes to that, too.
He gives some of the best classes you'll ever take on thermal. Like, he's not the type to just say, hey, this camera, and only push like a certain type. Like, he tells you the best parts of thermal, how to use it, how not to use it. And oh yeah, his classes are good if anyone ever gets to take one.
It's all about education though. So it's only a tool, just like a helmet is a tool. Just like, of course, the axes and the bad axes and the Caligans, everything else you can get at these things. You can get tons of shirts. It's like there's a shirt for every single fire department out there. I think it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What's the kind of like the one thing that just stood out? You're like, this booth is here. That's interesting. Do you remember one?
Was that one that was stood out? I was like, Oh, you know what? And it was an interesting one. I can't remember the name of the booth, but there was a booth in Lucas Oil that had dogs. They had golden retrievers that were running up to everybody, and they were like PTSD trained dogs. And I, of course, was like, please let me come over. So that was really cool. I did not expect to see dogs at the show. The robotics was another one I really didn't expect to see, but I loved.
different kinds of dogs. Entirely different kinds.
Yeah, the robotic. Yeah, so yeah. It was definitely interesting. Like you said, like I love the t-shirt vendors. Like I go to everyone, I'm like, okay, who's got the coolest design? So I was selling that. There was a crafting type company that was using old couplings to make candles.
I did see that. Yes. Yeah.
I think it's
the aromatherapy. It goes back to health and wellness.
It
right?
does. So I was like, this is like a really cool idea. Like someone, you know, it's one of those things where you look like, why didn't I come up with that idea?
I did see that one. Janelle, anything, what stood out as you were running around trying to, were you? You were my wrangler, by the way. My handler.
He's wrangler. Yes, the dogs always stand out, the robotics, but also the apparatus. I had a great time checking out all the apparatus. They were back in the main exhibit hall this year, and it's just like very, what's the word? It's just like to see them with the, you know, extended and everything inside, you kind of just, it helps with the scope of how big they are. I know that sounds so corny, but when you pack them all in there, it just can be really kind of awe-inspiring. And I just always enjoy a good apparatus tour.
There are some really cool ambulances out there. Yes. I was looking, Demir's had a new ambulance. It was more European stuff. It was really cool to see. Pierce had some cool stuff, you know, stuff and had some like really cool booth. Yeah, those are always fun to go look at. I feel like a little kid, like a candy shop. You're like, I get to go on the fire truck, you know, you get to go sit on every single one.
Yeah. Just for those that are listening, Amanda did say an ambulance was cool looking. I can confirm it because they're a little more robust. There's some that are turning more towards like squads and you know, they're fitting them with different gear and of course then Stryker and with their automated cot, or not automated, but their powered cot system. So there's a lot of things there that were catered towards ergonomics and health and wellness. The one thing we haven't really addressed is the social side. There was a lot of social events that went on as well that, you know, if you didn't connect with people during the day because you were going to too many courses, you had opportunities. The Fools had a very great big bash on Wednesday, I believe it was. And there were a lot of Fools organizations represented there. I had some conversation with some friends, one local friend, BJ, how you doing, buddy? Just great to see their enthusiasm. You know, I love Fools organizations because they're enthusiastic to improve and make the fire service better. Now, some people are like, well, they're a little too intense. That's okay. Who cares?
They're so much fun.
They are a lot of fun. And they're the basis behind it is their means. It might be a little bit different than yours, but when you step back and look at that entire culture, if you look at the culture of FDIC and conferences, we're all there to try to improve. You know, sometimes the terminology and language gets crossed. And I hope as things go continually progress, we're all on the same page a little bit more with that. But the Fool's Bash was there. We went to the NFFF. I'm going to mess this up. Stop, drop, rock and roll. That's it. Stop, drop, rock and roll.
You got it.
Yes.
Indiana Rooftop Ballroom, always a hit. Always great to see there. Always good to support the NFFF. They do the silent auction. Friend of the show was the auctioneer.
Chris Kazan. Yep.
He did a great job getting people fired up about all these products that benefit the NFFF. So it was great and saw so many people there.
Sendelbeck was there with us.
Victor Stagnaro, Frank Lieb, Eric Bellier, Dina Ali, like just so many.
John Oates avoided us. Chief Oates, this is a message to you. You avoided us.
It's always great to see so many friendly faces and connect and, you know, be able to at the end of a long day, you know, cheers and take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Go off to the corner.
Yeah. And yeah. Amanda, you attended an event as well?
So I saw the MSA block party. I was there for a little bit of that. So much fun. I mean, just so many people. And it's right outside the hotel I was in. So even if I didn't attend, I felt like I was because it was so loud and just a lot of fun. That event's always a lot of fun. But other than that, I did a lot of dinners with just different people from the industry that, you know, manufacturers I'm friends with. And just really enjoyed it. We do a lot of team building ourselves. So it was nice to kind of meet with our team and get to kind of take a moment away from the office or, you know, off the streets when a lot of our guys are, you know, out there selling stuff. And we all got to kind of sit there and just, you know, relax a little and, you know, swap some stories. And we always have newbies with us. So it was fun to have some of our newbies get to see the show for the first time and to see it through their eyes is one of my favorites. So,
yeah.
Well, one of the big reasons people need to go visit you is because you guys have some epic giveaways. And yes. You had an unbelievable response to the one you had this year. Explain and describe what happened there.
So we partnered with Streamlight to give away a Harley Davidson. So much fun. Fun part, you know, on the back of this figuring out how are we going to fit a Harley into the booth. So that was fun, but also having tons of people saying like, well, we want to enter, but we can't because we are here. So, you know, watching and just, I don't know. It was so cool to see tons of people come through, but there was like over, I want to say it's probably like around 10,000 entries on like, I forget which day it was. It was just crazy people coming into the booth just because they heard there was a Harley giveaway. And the gentleman who won, our newbie, our first time marketing associate out of the show, got to call him and tell him, and she was elated. She said it was the best moment and highlight for her was telling him that he won his Harley. So he's from Mount Sterling, Illinois. He's so excited. He's a enthusiast motorcycle rider. He loves it. So couldn't have gone to a better person. You know, he was beside himself. But yeah, it was a giant Harley in the booth. And we always give away things like, you know, if you buy gloves, we're giving you like a bag, you know, and you bought a seat camera, we're giving away the Gear Keeper and things that, you know, make sense to go with that. But this was the first year that we really did like in the booth giant giveaway. So
that is awesome.
I said next year they should do that too. But, you know, buy two. One that we give away to, you know, whoever wants to enter, and then somebody who gets to go to the show from the
company. Right. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to go over well, but
one for staff. For customers.
Why not?
I like the idea. I like where the heart just you gotta treat your customers right. That was another theme too about you know, you have to provide a great service, but you also have to take care of your own. And see, I love how that just came back full circle to what the message of you know, what you guys have been about at the Firestore, supporting us here at Better Every Shift, what conferences like FDIC are really about. And you know, and sometimes it can get diluted with all the different things that go on, but right, it's always great to step back, look at the stack of contacts that you have to get back to or want to get back to because you've made that connection. You know,
so many new people this year.
Yeah, it's about bells and whistles, but it's also about smiles and connecting. So, you know, thank you so much for being here again, and thank you for supporting what we do here at Better Every Shift. But of course, you're not done. We got a couple questions for you. You know, you knew this was coming.
I knew it's coming.
Janelle, all right, we're gonna do the honors.
We're gonna start with a fun one. What was your favorite moment from the show?
Oh, favorite moment from the show. Probably the opening ceremonies with the pipes and drums. They didn't come down my aisle. Think they need to change for next year. So I had to run to see it. But that is my favorite. It hits my heritage. So it's just so much fun.
Love it. I want to ask Aaron his favorite moment from the show as well.
Wow. That's tough. Cause there's so many, of
see
them.
What it's like to be on the hot seat, Aaron.
This is harder than I thought. Can you see the beads of sweat on me? You know, there was a point where I look back, we made some great new friends. Chief Bloom was one of our new friends. Brandon Corey was there. I think there was a moment where I stood back and I had just introduced a couple people together, and to watch them interact and say, hey, I'm going to connect with you. And and then I think I saw them later on in the show, just like at a booth, just hanging out and talking. And to me, that was like, man, this is the essence of maybe my purpose within, you know, the fire service is just to make the proper connections. But when you see that, and when you're kind of contributing to it, it's very rewarding. I think another highlight was just getting to spend some time with some of our guests, and just talking about, you know, life, what they thought of the program. And I think there was a couple of times where people recognized me and the commander from the show.
That's awesome.
And that was pretty cool feeling to know that other people than our moms are listening to this. Right. Janelle, what would you agree? Would you agree? What was your moment?
Oh goodness. My moment. It's just the connections. I loved chatting with Tim Sendelbach, who I've known for a long time, and several of our friends who are on the show, and getting that positive feedback and reinforcement felt great. You guys forced me to go to Dick's Last Resort for lunch. That was pretty.
Oh my God.
That was pretty. That was a moment that I'll never forget.
That's an experience.
Yeah, I was not familiar with that whole experience. Get a text like, "Hey, meet us here." I show up. I'm like, "Oh no! What if I agreed to?" So that was, but it was fun.
You never know
what kind of things are going to happen at FDIC, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, the pictures that we have of that event will not be probably transferred to anybody, but I had a great hat there. And I remembered another one, being with Gordon and Billy. And of course, Gordon is so wonderful. And he looked at me and I think he knew who I was, but he played it a little bit. He's like, I said, "Gordon, thanks so much for being on the show. It's great to see you again." And he's like, "Who are you?" And I said, "Well, you're on the Better Every Shift podcast." And he was putting something in his bag and he turned to me and goes, "Oh yeah, you're the funny guy. I love what you guys are doing."
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he said, "Keep doing it." And I was like, oh my God, he knows me. He knows who I am. So that was another highlight, of course. And always getting to talk to Billy is great as well.
Yeah.
So now the last question is one that we were asking around FDIC floor. It's is one that you've had to answer before, but I'm gonna ask it again because as life changes, you know, sometimes the demands change and focuses change. So how are you working to get better?
So I knew you're gonna ask. So I was like, well, I better think of like, what am I doing? So I'm like, what did I say last time? So a big thing for me recently has been doing a lot more like walking outside, just me, my dogs, and like listening to a past like yours or listening to music, just to kind of get myself, you know, some alone time, which is, you know, you find out it's definitely needed from being a volunteer. A lot of, you know, we have our day job, but then the rest of your life is pretty much expected at the station is the way it always felt. And just realizing that I need to give myself some space. So I've been doing a lot more of that. I got a 1-year-old puppy at home that likes to take me for walks. So, and it's, I'm not walking him. He's 120 pounds of crazy that walks me. So,
oh my gosh.
So that's getting me better and mentally and physically.
The balance, right?
Yes.
The balance of
it's huge.
Well, again, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And I know Janelle feels the same way. This wouldn't be possible without you guys there at the fire store. So
thank you
for all you've done there. Looking for many more years of your support. And And for those that are listening, by the way, if you haven't watched us on video, it's quite entertaining. You should go to the Fire Rescue One YouTube page, or you can go to firerescue1.com and look at the Better Every Shift page where we have all of our episodes there. You also can email us your thoughts about the show, people you think we should have on, whether we're on something or onto something. At you can email us at bettereveryshift@firerescue1.com. Either way, wherever you are, can you please rate, review the show, and share it if you think someone would benefit from it? Again, thank you all for listening. Thank you to Amanda for supporting.
Oh, of course.
And I think the takeaway here is work on balance, work on your health, work on yourself. Make sure, though, that you learn something, do something, and share something to make you and those around you better every shift. Thanks for listening, everybody.